USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There is a new front-running Democrat in Iowa when it comes to the race for the White House, as Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is now the top choice for president among Iowa Democrats, leading Vice President Joe Biden by 2 points in the latest Des Moines Register's CNN Iowa poll. Meanwhile, Senator Cory Booker says he does not have the resources to run a winning campaign
unless we raise about $1.7 million. And so this is the defining moment of my campaign.
Booker saying without an influx of campaign contributions over the next week, he will probably have to get out of the race. Iran's president says that nation will present a peace plan to the United Nations this week. It comes as tensions are high after Iran is blamed for a drone attack on two Saudi oil plants a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
We told you at the top of the news that former Vice President Joe Biden is now running second to Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in the latest Des Moines Register CNN Iowa poll out yesterday. Biden was in Iowa yesterday speaking to supporters.
And the threat posed by Donald Trump that seems to get worse every single solitary minute. Mistakes are only getting higher.
Biden also called reports that President Trump is pressing Ukrainian leaders to investigate his son outrageous. Biden says Trump displays constant abuses of power never seen before in any American president, and he should be investigated. The remnants of what was Tropical Storm Imelda bringing 43 inches of rain to southeast Texas in just a couple of days, and now that the waters are receding, the death toll is rising. At least 5 people known to have died in the flooding, and officials say the number could rise. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
One man in custody after an early morning mass shooting at a sports bar in Lancaster, South Carolina yesterday that killed 2 people and left 9 others wounded. The sheriff says they believe it grew out of a dispute between the shooter and one of the victims.
I don't think all of these people were intended victims. I think most of them were at the wrong place at the wrong time. I believe it was one person targeting another.
Meanwhile, police in Indiana are still looking for the shooter who wounded 6 people in downtown Indianapolis last night. All are hospitalized, 2 in critical condition. The Primetime Emmy Awards will be handed out tonight. Experts are predicting HBO's Game of Thrones and Veep will be taking top honors for Best Drama and Best Comedy, respectively. The 71st Annual Primetime Emmys to be broadcast on Fox starting at 8 p.m. Eastern from the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. The ceremony also this year is being streamed on Hulu Live. Autumn starts tomorrow, specifically at 3:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. At that time, the sun will be perfectly aligned with the equator, and it means tomorrow most places on the planet will see about 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of night. And then the days will be getting shorter and shorter till winter arrives. And for USA Radio News,